Leo Frank Georgia Supreme Court Appeals Records, 1913, 1914, page 986. Visible translated text is as follows. Benedict S.C., Pres. State Board of Health, page 229. Black, John R., page 17. April 28th, arrested Frank, page 17. Bloody shirt found at Newtley's house at 9:30 a.m. on 29th, page 19. Coroner's inquest, page 18. Frank answered questions readily, page 18. Factory examined Sunday, page 19. Frank, Leo M., page 17. Heard phone conversation between Frank and Starnes, page 17. Safe at factory easily opened by Frank, 27th, page 19. Lee Newt, page 19. Bloody shirt found, page 19. Frank and witness talked to Lee at police station, page 18. Undertakers, page 17. Frank and witness saw body at, page 17. Frank did not know her by name, page 17. Said he knew few employees by name, but thought he had paid this girl off Saturday, page 17. Blueprint from which model made defense exhibit 87, page 303. Branch, Harley, page 139. Conley, Jim, page 139. Said he had never seen mesh bag, page 139. Said it took him 35 minutes after going upstairs before he got out of building, April 26th, page 139. Said that he finished at 1:30 p.m. and then went out, page 139. Said that L. Quinn got to factory about 12 o'clock, April 26th, and stayed 8 or 9 minutes. Page 139. Story of, to detectives heard by, page 139. Tragedy explained by, for detectives at factory, page 139. Whether Conley could read, page 140. Conley read newspapers, page 140. Folded papers after reading, page 140. Brent, T. X, page 241. Kendley, George, bitter toward Frank, page 241. Took part of Conley in factory experiments after tragedy, page 241. Butler, R.P., page 148. Metal room, page 148. Doors wooden with windows, page 148. Can see in, with doors closed, page 148. Glass in, 15x 18 inches, page 148. 6 feet wide, page 148. Floors very dirty, page 148.